Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Although he's no gamer, he's just a complainer. Phil plays Elden Ring. Now he's a tarnish, there's sure to be carnage as Phil plays Elden Ring. As Filthy plays Elden Rings.
Hello, weary travellers, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy's Elden Ring Stings. Once again, as always, it's me, because it couldn't be anybody else. It's Deadbeat Punk, or Christopher, and with me, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, the Filthy.
Let's get ready to podcast. Went with Michael Buffer this week. Why not?
Less offensive accent. I like it.
Yeah, you know, for the millions listening at home, or the several listening at home. Yeah, as I think it's more likely. Hi.
Hello.
It's lovely to be here, isn't it?
It's great to have you.
Oh, it's great to...
or so I've heard.
You've seen the backs of those bathroom walls, obviously.
I have. But before we describe what's on the back of those bathroom stalls, or walls, we better warn people. Before we go any further, I have to let you know, there is going to be bad language here. F's, blinds, etc's, not only swear words, there's going to be spoilers.
Oh.
For our sweet Filthy is making his way through, from Soft's game, Elden Ring. And if you don't want Elden Ring spoiled for you, I would advise to go back to the first episode. Elderflower Pilot. Fantastic name. Clunky episode.
We were finding our feet, you know.
We were.
We might find them one of these days yet. Who knows? At the end of your
Katana
legs.
Accident.
Yeah, literally. Been looking around Mordor for them ever since.
Beyond this point, there will be bad words. There will be bad spoilers. And you have been warned.
We are contractually fulfilled.
I would love to get sued for swearing.
Can you imagine? Well, I mean, yeah, it's very possible in this day and age. I mean, you could get cancelled. You wouldn't like that, would you? No?
A part of me would like that.
Yeah, part of you would. I know.
What are you in for? I was cancelled. That badass motherfucker.
I said rude things on the internet for fun.
We were playing Elden Ring. Say no more.
Yeah. Literally, that's the story of my life playing it.
You've been a busy, busy bee.
I have.
You did a tweet?
A whole tweet by myself, unsupervised. And not only a tweet, it linked to things. You could click the tweet and music happens. Yes. As we said in the last podcast, it just got away from me and I promised things in the last episode about releasing a playlist.
You were high on tree burning and murder.
I was. It was a good Wednesday.
Giddy little goat.
Yeah. That was me. And high on the Divine Comedy at the time, I seem to remember, is what triggered the whole thing.
Oh, it's happened to the best of us.
Yeah. The Wild Hearts, just to mix those two things together. But yeah, I've actually put it up now. I've published a Spotify playlist if anybody wants to listen to it. Not a whole lot of logic behind what I've put on there, other than the Divine Comedy song, the Wild Heart song. Also in the episode, we mentioned Faith by George Michael.
Have you genuinely killed something to Lovely Horse?
I think I have. I don't think I killed a horse, thankfully. But yeah, I was listening to My Lovely Horse that appears in Father Ted.
Fine tune to murder to.
I mean, I think, like I said last week, it's just a bit like Shaun of the Dead. It just puts you in the right mood. that's what I'll add to it. What do you call an American psycho? Who is it he loves? Huey Lewis in the News? No, maybe? Someone will be able to tell us. But you know, he starts murdering people in the flat.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, to the band he likes. But sorry, that's a digression. But yeah, there's a playlist now, and it. Apart from those tunes, I put on some metal that I mentioned. I put on some niche Irish songs just to bolster my Irish credentials following the whole Schieffer River debacle. So yes, one or two of those as well. And then just some funny ones that came to mind. So you can listen to it when you're killing things. It might help. It might not.
I did spot Looking for My Leopard on there too. Fantastic addition.
Yeah, some ska just for you as well. So that's what I've been up to. And yeah, I'm up to one tweet a week now. I wonder, can I keep the momentum going? Who knows?
Only time will tell.
I'm committing to nothing this week, at least not yet.
So have we anything to report since the last episode?
No, apart from that, I mean, it's been a quiet news week, certainly. Nothing comes to mind.
Yes, I'm afraid Mr. Jeff Grubb's promise of Elden Ring DLC fell on its hole.
I'm not ready for the prospect of DLC. One, because I haven't finished the game. And two, can you imagine? I mean, can you just imagine what they're going to come up with? I don't know. Somehow harder, I'm guessing. terrible idea.
There are some games that only give you one life.
Yes.
We could do that.
What do you call that wee one that you always try to get me to play? Hades?
Hades.
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't finished that yet. I've played it like twice.
Or Hollow Knight. So. Or Yakuza. Or...
The list does go on. I actually have a cabinet filled with your games.
Oh, I remember.
You'll get them back. Yeah, you'll get them back at some point.
When you die.
For the now. You gave them to me so long ago, there's actually been, like, they're for older consoles. And yeah, I still there's never some them.
Ownership issues now because you've actually owned them longer than I have.
I was going to say, can you squat? Can you get squatter's rights for someone's game? But I'm not going to squat over your games. That would be coarse.
The famous court case, Filthy versus Deadbeat.
in the ownership of Yakuza 2.
That was a lovely catch-up. It's a pleasure to talk to you, you know that?
It is.
So you've been told.
That's what people tell me. I guess the feeling's mutual. You certainly record enough conversations that...
You think I'd get the hang of it by now. Shall we play our first audio note?
Yes, let's see where I got to this week, shall we?
In the weirdness of this game, there's been a character in the safety space, the knight's table, whatever it is, but he's called the Dung Eater, for whatever reason, and he challenges you to go find him in the real world, and there's different things you can do with him. I find him in the real world in a dungeon here, and I just attacked him, and just killed him, so that was really weird. Got me an armor set and everything, and now there's one less dung eater in the world, I suppose. That's good, right?
Dung eater. Dead as fuck.
Yep.
You are going to have to walk me through this. It sounds like you almost made a new pal from the Super Best Pals Club, and you just killed them for the crack?
Well, he does sort of ask for... right, so when
okay,
you meet him...
Once again, I have to take your side of this conversation. Dung Eater can't tell me what happened, and it sounds like you are slowly descending into a murderous bloodlust.
Well, I mean, you start with that first kill, and it just gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
It just gets easier every time.
It does. But yeah, I mean, when you come across him in the Pals Club, the social club for safety space, you know where I mean. It's a round table.
No, I don't. Yeah. I rely on you to tell me.
It's the one that's like not on the real normal plane, that place. He is in a separate room and he is like a literal pile. He's like lying in a heap of dung. And
well, let's not get too judgmental here because, you know.
I know how you spend your weekends. But
I was trying to call back to previous house parties.
Yeah, actually, sorry, let's just move on.
He makes you
a threat. And he says, like, oh, seek me out in the real world and I can't remember, but you know, makes it sound really bad. So you go and you find him.
You can't even make up a believable backstory for why you murdered poor Dung Eater.
Look, it all adds up, I swear. You go and you find him, right? And he's way, way down in a big cell, banging his head against the wall, actually. So that's not normal behaviour. And you say something to him. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this, actually. You don't get a single line of dialogue in the whole game. Like, you never see your character speak. You just get dots where you're speaking, and then the person you're speaking with replies. oh, that's what you think, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, the silent protagonist is quite the ancient cliche, but it's not unheard of.
Yeah, that's how this game works. But at that point, you're supposed to be telling him to stop being a prisoner. And I've read up online to see whether what I did was right or wrong. you can let me know. You are supposed to leave at that point mm-hmm. and find him again at a different location and fight him there. But I couldn't be arsed with that, so I just started hitting him. He was strong. I'll say that much about him. I had a good.
Oh well, yeah. Compliment your victim. That's awfully big of you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Fair play to him. He put up a good fight, but yeah, I just killed him. I mean, I didn't want that running around for much longer. An old dung eater. Like you don't want that.
Did the name ever come up? Did you find out why he was called Dung Eater?
I haven't made that effort. Somebody might know. I don't. But
I love how you have just immersed yourself completely in this world and its lore.
Yeah, it's a fine land of horror. But yeah, just to point out, the quests are really confusing in this game. You don't know when's the appropriate time to kill people.
Well, for you, it's just always.
It's any other time, really. Yeah, there's a few people I've let go recently, but
who?
I'll probably kill them down the line. Let's face it. But yeah,
I just haven't murdered them yet.
Exactly. So you don't know if you've completed a quest or not. But yeah, that's one dead dung eater.
Dung eater, dead as fuck.
Will we on with the show. I'm gonna try that now. On
Next
with the
audio
show.
Note.
So big news, shocking news. I have tried another weapon. I was reading up on weapons, you know, that are good in the game and everything, and there was one that took my fancy. It's a sword, just a sword, not a katana, just a straight sword. It does a bit of magic damage the same way the Moon Veil does. It's called the Sword of, I don't know, Night and Day or Black and White or something. I'm going to call it the Sword of Ice and Fire in honor of Game of Thrones because that's just come back on TV. But it casts two spells. Looks like it's going to be pretty useful for boss fights. And whole brave new world out there. Let's see if it sticks.
So you're fucking cheating on your katanas? You disgust me.
I know. It's a new world. It's a new thing for me.
I think you can sing the song from Aladdin if you really want to.
I was close to it. Do we have the copyright for that? Yeah. You're allowed
as long
like
as we don't do music with it. Yeah, I think we're all right.
Yeah, you're allowed the 6 seconds or something, aren't you? You have to pay for it. Yeah, I thought, to hell with this. I was looking up lists of good weapons to make sure I wasn't missing anything. By the way, though, like at least 3 of the katanas come up as really, really top of the range weapons, so I still mm-hmm. stand firm by them. But this one came up, and it's actually easily found. I just hadn't found it. But, you know, it was. It wasn't that you had to beat somebody mad. It's just in a chest somewhere. And turns out
it was behind you when you started.
It literally might well have been. It was close to that. But, yeah, it's a straight sword. So mm-hmm. the motion's slightly different. Doesn't quite have the reach of a katana. But I quite like it. It's not bad. I should say as well at this point that I'm at a stage now, finally, in the game and the map where I am able to max out some of my weapons. At time of writing, I have maxed out 4. So the magical side of weapons or any like powerful weapon, they only max out at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 normal smithing stones, as they're called, easily obtainable smithing stones. And then there's one called the Ancient Dragon Somber Smithing Stone, which is... quite a name for a stone.
That's quite a title,
isn't it? They're rare. I read up on it, and there's only like 8 of them in the original game, you know, unless you're doing an NG game. So I've used 4 of them so far, and so I've maxed out 4 weapons, and this is one of them. And of course, I've maxed out 2 of the katanas because, you know.
Oh, you haven't abandoned them completely.
Oh, my Moon Veil is still my guy. He's good. Yeah. He's maxed out.
I never expected you to drop the katanas.
I know. Neither
did I. You're Captain Katana.
I know. Gonna have to rethink all the merch.
Oof. Yeah. Down the toilet. I mean, what's next? Are you gonna start dual wielding shields? You hussy.
Oh no, no! I think we don't need don't need to be throwing aspersions around about shield holders here. I did only recently. Actually, this is probably one of those things that you should have discovered earlier in the game. It never occurred to me, just when you've used the phrase dual wield, it never honestly occurred to me to put a weapon in my left hand.
You can dual wield katanas, Phil.
Yeah. I've discovered that. It's quite cool, actually, when you do.
Yeah, it is quite cool. What's better than one katana?
Two katanas. It hadn't occurred to me to put a weapon at my left hand. I'd only been putting either a tried the shield or your wand or staff or seal for doing magic. And then the penny dropped one day. I was like, why don't I try putting a kid? Two katanas! So, yeah, that was quite good. Jewel wielding's not bad. Yeah, very good. Same as
it's the fucking dog's bollocks.
Well, it's when I discovered the double handing thing last week, that you can do that as well. So, one of these days I might learn how to play this game. Who knows?
I will ask before we move on, a magic sword. What makes them different from regular swords, or is it just kind of exactly what it says on the tin?
Well, there's, because I obviously don't use the terminology correctly. I know, right? There's two different types of weapon. There's, and I don't know what you call them, but there's normal weapons, if you like, which is a piece of metal fashioned into something that you hit people with. Mm-hmm. And then there's the ones that have a special effect with them, whether it's the blood damage, the frost damage, the fire damage, or in this case, magic damage. So it's why I like the Moon Veil, that my katana of choice, so much, because it actually does two sort of projectiles as its magical thing. And this one has two. The reason it's so popular is this one does two really good spells. One, like, fires a really serious bolt of magic at people, and the other's a big fiery sweep. So they're both quite useful.
Sounds impressive.
There's a phrase, this is the gamer talk, you can train me in. What do you call it? So they actually made this sword, I was reading about it, they made this sword less powerful with one of their patches.
Yeah, considered nerfed.
Nerfed, that's the word. Yeah. I knew the word.
Foamy toys, arrows, yeah.
Ah, that's what it is. Yeah, because, as I say, this spell where it fires a projectile, or a bolt, apparently there's a spell, like, for your staff that does the same thing, and this was coming up more powerful than just the straight spell. So people weren't happy about that, especially whenever it made it very, very easy to kill bosses.
This is, again, why the real fans try to play these games on release day, because they fix and balance them a lot afterwards.
Yeah, that's literally what happened here. Presumably they've made this sword slightly less powerful, but it's still quite good. I'll say that. Fair play to it. It's in the arsenal now. And that's
right in the arsenal.
Right in the arsenal. And that's all I got to say about that.
Good. Will we treat ourselves to another audio note?
I think we should.
This new location is called a bit like the Farum, where I used to Farum. It's called Farum. Azul, like a bit like Zul from Ghostbusters, I assume. Anyway, it's awful. Oh, I hate it. It's awful. Everything's too strong. I don't know if I'm going to have to go and level up before I try and do anything more in the game, because it's just horrible. Everything's just horrible. Ugh.
Well, this place sounds just horrible.
Yeah, it's just horrible, to quote me.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, to quote me. It's awful. Definitely wouldn't go back.
This one shocked me. It's been a little while since you went on a dying spree. Normally it's you going on a killing spree recently.
Yeah, one star on TripAdvisor, definitely, for the
staff were just rude.
Well, there were little monkey goblin-looking fellas with wings.
What's in this place? What's killing you so much?
Everything. I think there's just, like, something I've discovered about the game is you will experience the same enemies in different parts of the map, and they will just be stronger in some places compared to others. And
are they different colours or anything?
Not really, actually.
Because that used to be a staple in, like, old RPGs.
Ooh,
that's like the blue one. But it's red now.
Like all the Mortal Kombat characters. Similar. Like Scorpion and Sub-Zero and all. Yeah, they're just killing me. Just their strikes are harder than they have been in the past. All that kind of stuff. So, and also I should point out, I haven't really leveled up or focused on my stats in a couple of weeks, if I'm being honest, since that level just went up of how many runes you need to get a bit further.
So you need to
on.
Do a little Rocky montage of rune collecting?
I literally do, yeah, because it's starting to wear thin at this stage. I think from memory, I'm not done being thoroughly depressed by this game.
No, the next audio note does kind of tie in closely to this one. Will we just skip over and listen to that one?
Yeah, let's.
This is the closest I've been to giving up this game. I'm in part of this fucking Zool place, right? And I tried another weapon, by the way. I've tried a great sword. The sword of the Blasphemer guy. Quite like it. It's a great sword, so I've got used to using that different style, obviously. Maxed it out to fuck. In theory, it is one of the most powerful weapons in the game here that I'm wielding. I'm walking along. And there's just some regular knights. I've faced them in other locations before. But there's two of them in this corridor. And I'm getting killed every time. And there's nothing else to do in the game at the minute. And these commoner garden people are just killing. They've got about 42 different fucking attacks that they do. They either wield their weapon or blow fire or wind. All never-ending combos in a small corridor. I just keep dying. This isn't supposed to be hard, and yeah, closest I've been to giving up this game in a while now, because Christ.
Oh dear, it sounds like your patience is on the ropes at this point.
It's just I've just been really at that stage really depressed by the game, because like, I mean, even getting to this Faram Azul place, it was supposed to be an accomplishment.
Faram Azul.
That's the one, you know. It was supposed to be some sort of accomplishment, and it's just more of a penance than anything.
Who ever knew a Faram would be so depressing?
No, not a cow about the place, nor a sheep, nor a goat. And yeah, it's just these knights, so... At this stage, I've worked my way a little bit into the Faram. By the way, oh, I don't know if I should confess this. This is very disappointing. I mean,
oh, Christ.
Yeah. I had to run away from a dragon.
What?
I know. I'm ashamed to say it. In this Faram.
The dragon champion no longer.
It was savage. It's I don't know. Its status is just massive. And my maxed out weapons do bugger all against it. It's awful. Yeah. So I ran away from it and ran into these knights, and they're just really annoying. They're absolutely awful. I hate them. I want them to die, and they won't.
Kind of think you're well equipped and you're well leveled up at this stage too. It should be, you'd imagine, getting a bit handier.
Well, you know, I say it quickly in that audio note, but yeah, I have tried another sword, not a katana.
I was trying to avoid that, given your disgraceful katana swinging behaviour.
I know. This one is a great sword. It's called really big.
Again, you've built up a beautiful life with these katanas, and you've just thrown it away for the next Blasphemer's guy's sword that comes along.
You know who I mean. The big snake guy with the face in his stomach. Do you remember him from a while ago?
It was a face in his sternum.
That was it. Yeah, that dude. He also had a sword as well as a face in his stomach.
Did he?
Yeah. Top.
It's a shame that didn't come up in the audio notes.
You'd wonder, wouldn't you? Who puts these together, honestly, you think?
Amateurs.
He did. Well, I've mentioned, I think, that with all the big enemies, the massive ones that you beat, you get a rune from them, which you can then cash in for one of two prizes, to put it one of a better way. And I heard again on one of these lists that his sword is one of the top swords. It's the Blasphemer's, I think it's actually called the Blasphemer's Blade, and that's the true name, because I like alliteration, as we all do. So
walking around with me BB
in hand, Again, I've maxed it out. This is one of the four weapons I have maxed out. So I've maxed out the Sword of Ice and Fire. I have maxed out this, and I've maxed out two of my katanas. Those are my four biggest, bestest, hardest weapons at the moment, and they don't put a patch on fucking anything in Faram Azul. So, like, that's very disheartening, I think you'll agree.
And is there any way to find out a character's weaknesses or resistance or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I do that. I look it up. There's a good Elden Rings Wikipedia that I use, Elden Wiki. And
would you like to give a shout out to the lovely Wikia?
Indeed I will. Elden Wiki, you are a lifesaver at times. They give you a little guidance on the best maybe approach to take sometimes. And I just can't get anywhere with these guys. There's four of them, by the way. I've come across four of them in this one area. Once you beat one, you bang straight into the next one, who is slightly different, with slightly different attacks, and still is hard. And it's really getting me down.
Sound down, but before we throw a filthy pity party, alliteration. Commoners blowing wind at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm not proud of that. I think it was the last dregs of a cocky Phil. Still thinking he was somebody.
That proud man from a different era.
Yep. Now look at him wandering around, not even a katana to his name, being killed.
He's given up that katana business.
Yeah.
Here he's selling shields now.
Just being killed by knights. It's all he is, just regular. But yeah, at this point, I thought I was somebody. And
commoners.
I'll tell you what. Here's a line. They've blown a wind at me, and it's knocked the wind right out of my sails. Honestly, I think I only do this to entertain myself. This podcast. It's the only pleasure I get from the game. Okay.
So because I'm putting off going to do the hard things, I'm just exploring again. I've done a wee dungeon or two. And looking at, you know, we talked about the bosses that I haven't encountered yet. There's one that sounds like an absolute shit show, so I'm going to try and seek him out. And to do that, yeah, there are one or two extra little secret areas I need to find. So I'll let you know how that goes. Spoiler alert, it won't go well.
Avoiding hard things. What is this? Church choir practice all over again.
And ironically, I'm running away from men in uniform. Yeah, that is true. I just
take me back to that safe place with all the super pals.
Exactly. Just go there and sit in the corner with the big troll that mends your armor. He's lovely. He just tells you stories.
What?
Sorry, whenever I go and upgrade my armor, it's a big troll lad. I don't know his name, but he's a nice bloke with an iron and the
How much have you talked about upgrading your fucking weapons?
I'm sure I must have mentioned that you have to go to a guy to get it done. No,
it's did like, you not get a kit. You had to buy a kit at the start of the game to
upgrade
your weapons.
That was something different.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Oh, I think you can upgrade some things yourself, but I haven't even tried to do that in a while. I just always go to him out of habit now. But there's a guy that you have to get for any of the proper upgrades. You can only take something so far.
Mm-hmm.
For the magic weapons in particular, you have to go to him, and he's there, and he always goes, "Well, go on then, lay down your arms. I thought you were dead, long time no see." And then he starts, and then you upgrade.
He sounds fucking lovely.
He is. Sorry, that might have been a tangent.
You haven't even given him a name.
No, what is his name? He's like a he's not a troll either. What is he? He's like a big, I don't even know what breed he is. We'll call him, I don't know, he's a blacksmith. Call him, I don't know, any suggestions yourself? Earl, we'll call him Earl, the guy, the blacksmith. Earl the blacksmith.
Earl the blacksmith.
Yeah. And he's Smith's. Is that or John Smith?
Gadget may have had a point.
I've just given up. Yeah.
They've killed any creativity I had in me.
Yeah, Earl the blacksmith. Well, you know, that's him. Yeah. Anyway, that's something of a digression again, because that wasn't even what this note was about. Yeah,
I thought this would be a nice quick clip.
I know, it's always, this is for the sneak up on you. Yeah, you don't know. I ran away, and it is weird. Whenever I'm avoiding one really hard task, I go and I look up other things to do, but they only turn out to be harder. And as I say, I heard there's a really bitchin' boss. He's a boss, actually, that has been sort of built up as you're going through the game, because you literally get a potion to take purely for his fight. So, like, that's already got you sort of bricking it a bit. You're like, if I need a potion just for this one fight. Oh, and that person...
Every time you go, why didn't you make an audio note about this?
I know. I just get carried away.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you remember the guy, why do they all have names that are the same? I don't know. Was he more?
Why do all these fuckers have names?
They all have names. It's ridiculous.
What did he look like? What did he do?
He was one of the hardest fights I'd ever had, I think you'll recall.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, but I had a weapon that was just for him where it knocked him down a couple of times and you could run in and get a hit. This guy's the same. I was able to get a weapon just for fighting him. So I was ready to seek him out. And so I went to find the area. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's even worse. It's underneath Mordor. So it was really depressing to wander through. It's all rotting corpses coming at you, like Night of the Living Dead kind of shit. Hmm. And that's what I've been doing. So yeah, in search of really hard boss with weapons. That's what we could sum
I
up.
Love a swift audio note. Yeah. Shall we play another one?
I think we should.
Update on this quest to not do the main quest. It brought me to a place underneath Mordor, which is even worse. Everything's just terrible. Lots of rotting corpses that explode. Exploding rotting corpses. That's good. And yeah, I found my way to this boss that I'd heard of. He's called, I don't know. I'm going to call him Mugwump. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm calling him Mugwump. And he's the king of blood. Something of blood. The something of blood. And looks like it's just as bad as I thought it was going to be. He looks a bit like Radagast.
and has a couple of really pretty devastating attacks and a massive reach. So yeah, at least I know what the next 3 days of my life is going to look like.
Exploding rotting corpses. That's a shock.
Yeah, I know. I really know how to build a sense of tension with this.
This is why we have the spoiler warning. You will spoil your own audio notes.
You won't believe what happens next. I've become clickbait to my own podcast. Yep. Filthy went into Mordor. You won't believe what happens next.
FromSoft hates him for this secret.
I wish.
By not remembering any names.
The secret is, the game's really hard. yeah, there was lots of exploding corpses, and then I met Mugwump. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little worried, because I'm calling him Mugwump. His name only has, like, four letters in it, and it looks a little Welsh, so I've already offended the Irish by mispronouncing Irish things, apparently. This had a W in the middle of it, which is why I'm calling him Mugwump.
Oh.
So, I mean, you see a W, you think Welsh.
Yeah, that is a phrase that I had to go back and listen to this a couple of times because you met Mugwump.
Yep.
Don't know how to pronounce that. you just pronounced it.
Yeah, no, Mugwump isn't anywhere near what his name actually is. That's just what I'm calling him. And yeah, he's like the King of Blood, which so it does seem quite disrespectful calling him Mugwump.
King of Blood sounds like a right prick.
Yeah, he apparently is. He was, so something that happened like a million years ago was I'll tell you what they told me. And it wasn't the day yesterday now. But do you remember, like it was way back, maybe in episode 3, 4, who knows. But when I was all excited that I was invading other players' games.
Yes.
Yeah. That was actually part of the quest to fight this guy, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time I was telling you it was a character getting me to do that for him. And he rewarded me with an invitation to fight this guy. But every guide I saw online and every walkthrough went, no, don't do that yet. You will hate yourself. So that's why I've left it until now.
I wouldn't bother that. It's not for you.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, he's a lot of man for one man. So the King of Blood. Yeah, he looks like... I feel bad now because I've said that he looks like Radagast. And he does, to my mind. But I think in the
lore... you just lump all ugly bastards together in the same bucket?
I literally do. Because I think it turns out he's actually someone else's brother in the story. The same guy that, as I say, the shackle thing where you knock him down only works because it worked on the brother as well, whoever that was back in time. So, yeah, that's where I'm up to, is trying to fight a guy who looks like another guy that they warned me about 50 hours ago in the game. So it's going as, you know, it went as well as you thought it was going to, essentially.
Next audio note.
It's another story. Ages old as time. No, wait, I've said that wrong. I'm so excited. It's another story as old as... Look, I've killed Mugwump because I left it. I was away for a day or two. I've come back and killed him in the first 4 or 5 attempts. I thought he was going to have a cutscene because he'd been, you know... I thought he was going to have a cutscene and come back. I'd heard he had a second phase, but it turns out his second phase just starts halfway through his energy level because he starts flying about the bit. But now he's dead. He's given me a fuckload of runes, so I'm going to upgrade myself and maybe, you know, have a little holiday. But, he's dead. That's good.
Mugwump, the King of Blood. Dead as fuck.
Yeah! I got him again. One of these situations where I left it for a bit, and
you went
back.
Off. You cooled down. You collected. Yeah. You meditated.
Reevaluated myself. Yeah, a bit like in the movies when they lose the fight. You know, any boxing movie ever, they lose the fight. They go
Filthy's
away.
Down.
Yeah,
but he's not out.
Goes away, runs some laps, and comes back better and stronger.
Catches a chicken.
No. I just don't even want to know where that was going to go.
It's another story, ages old as time.
I think that's what I was trying to say. I was very excited. Because genuinely it surprised me, because it was a hard old fight. Mm-hmm. But I was under the impression, I just assumed that he would have a second phase because he's so talked about. And yeah. Also, yeah.
Are second phases, are they par for the course?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say at least three people have had them now, you know. Way back, Baldrick had one. Voldemort's sister had one. As far as I know, there's someone else I can't think of. But you know, there's a cut scene and they come back even harder. Oh, yeah, the blaspheme guy, he had one. You know, where you kill them, you think, oh, good. Sure, do you remember the blasphemer made the fool of me because I killed him? And
I did. I scold for a head.
Yeah, exactly. He left me thinking all cocky, and then turned out there was a video clip, and then he came back even stronger. That's what I was expecting here, because it was a hard fight, but, you know, I was able to chip away at him steadily, and then he died. So
and then you got a fuckload of runes, which sounds like one of my lines.
Yeah, fuckload. I was so excited. Fuckload of runes.
You sounded excited.
I was able, I think, enough runes to maybe, I leveled up like 3 points from it, yeah.
Considering that's quite difficult to do at your level now.
Yeah, where I was at this stage, I think I was at about level 120-ish. Mm-hmm. So it's costing around 90,000 runes to increase my level at that stage. You know, so you do. It's why I put it off. I mentioned earlier that I haven't been updating recently, because you really just have to sit and grind if you want to do it. You know, at this level. So that's that done.
That's that done. With a fuckload of runes, Mugwump, the King of Blood, dead as fuck.
What, what?
I never get bored of saying that.
I know, it's good. DAF, man.
Daff it.
Turns out there was a few extra places I hadn't been. To get to the Blood Dude, I had been in a big snowy place. I'm going to call it Hoth, because of the amount of snow. Really snowy, everything's really strong. And from there, there was a little puzzle, there was a little town. Got very old very fast, a lot of things out to make it hard for you, but you had to light some flames, which you did. And that has now teleported me to a tree. So we've talked a lot about trees in this game. This is the first time I've actually been on one. It's all gone a bit Bugs Life-y. On the tree, if you remember from the capital, there was the shit jazz guys, I think we decided they were called. They just fire things at you, but they're really rubbish. White blob pen. There's loads of those, and there's loads of ants, and they're actually powerful, which is really depressing. So I'd like to point out at this stage, I have two weapons absolutely maxed out, and still things just laugh at me whenever I come up to them. I'm really confused. I don't think I'm ever going to be strong in this game.
Blood Dude.
Yeah, you know who I mean. Himself, from earlier. Yeah, Blood Dude.
That's a much better name than Mugwump.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have offended the massive Welsh listening base.
That's true. yeah, I should say at this point, shout out to Twitter, to Captain J Spaulding, who gave me the little tip about the lift, because it's the same lift. We trick.
Mm-hmm.
I've used the lift before, and then it turns out that it actually brings you to other places as well.
Oh.
So, yeah, I had a different medallion, didn't even know about. And got me to this place. It was very snowy. Lots of people in it wanting to kill me. Again, you level up, but everybody else always seems to be stronger. And got to this little town, and it had a little Evergeal in it, which we mentioned in depth last week. So I went to the Evergeal thinking I was going to have to fight some boss or something. Mm-hmm. And it turned out it's the same village again, but it comes up that you have to light the flames. While you're trying to light the flames, people are trying to kill you, as you might expect. You know my favourite summons, Mr. Black Black Knight Tish. I don't know what his name is. I think it's the Black Knight Tish. What do I call him? Who knows?
Who the fuck does know?
I know I don't. But so people like him of the same ilk are stalking about, and they're invisible. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. I was walking along, and this thing just appears, pulls my head and stabs me in the heart, which was a bit of a
what
shock.
What a prick.
Shock to the system, to say the least.
I'm not liking that.
No. It turns out there's a special torch that I needed to show invisible bodies, so that was good. made my way through there. Finally got the four things lit, whatever the word, mm-hmm. candles, I don't know. Probably. But lit them all the same and got to the new location. And yeah, brought me up a tree. For all this talk of trees, this was the first time you're actually walking along branches, and tree things like ants are there, as well as the same jazz guys that you were in the capital.
More shitey trumpets at you.
Yeah, they're really annoying. But again, more powerful than in the capital. Still not too bad. Oh, I will say I brought back the katana for this because the moon veils little attack.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the moon veils attack's very good with dealing with them.
Look who came crawling back to katanas.
I know. And also, another thing I'll mention, I have one spell that I really like. Only one of all of them.
I'm sure, how many spells do you need?
I know. Some are handy, like the dragon head that fires rot thing I've mentioned before, probably. But yeah, this one is called Rejection, which sounds like a perfume for people who don't want any attention.
Amber Heard.
I knew you always have a take. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Rejection. And it's literally where if anybody's close to you, you repel them about 10 feet. And that's really satisfying.
It's the force.
It literally is. It's like the force. And it's really satisfying when you're on the branch of a tree and you use it and people go firing off the end of a tree to their death, essentially. So I'm even passively killing people now. So is that what they mean by pacifist? You kill them without touching them?
No, I think it's a further step into the intervention we need to take on your murdering.
Yeah, it does sound a bit more realistic. But yeah, that was good.
So it was more bugs' life than ants. I just want to know what side of the fence you fall on with this.
So I can
evaluate our friendship going forward.
Oh, that is a tough one. Ants, I always felt, was a little darker for some reason. And I mean that in a good way. I think it was the big ones, the really big, angry ones, that looked a bit more like cockroaches. That has given me a weird flashback because when I was in the real depths of the rotty places, there was creatures that looked like massive earwigs. But now that I think about it, they look like the villains out of Ants. So fuck them. That's all I want to say right now.
And sorry. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you deflect a question you don't want to answer.
I don't know your feelings on A Bug's Life, Ants. We've never discussed that, but I'm nervous.
So before we move on to feedback, thank you, Captain Spaulding.
Yes, cheers for that. Got me to...
I'm a massive fan of your wanking material.
Do you mean he records pornos?
Will we get on to feedback?
Yeah, oh, before we do, one last annoying thing that's annoying.
For fuck's sake.
I would just like to say, because I didn't say at the top of the show whenever we were talking about things that annoy me, I stumbled across...
You...
I stumbled across on forums people who are playing this game using only a torch for the crack. I just want to say screw you and the little dog too, or the I don't know, but that made more sense in my head.
Oh, filthy, you savage.
I think that was a Wizard of Oz reference. I don't know why, because I'm just very tired at this stage. But yeah, I hate the idea that somebody's playing this with just a torch. It just really angers me.
It's even more insulting than the speedrun guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. At least they have the manners to pretend to do it in a cowardly fashion. I'm just going to... And I've been using the tactic myself once or twice, just running past things and hoping they don't follow me. I don't mind that. But to actually be doing it with a torch is just rude. Sod it. I'm angry now. Somebody cheer me up.
Well, funny you should say that, because a few people have wrote in to cheer you up.
Yay!
They did so via Twitter, at FilthyRing, and some of them even emailed us on filthyring@gmail.com.
And could anybody avail of these services?
Anybody at all. The more the merrier, unless we're short in time and pretend we didn't see them.
Amazing.
Leo Tolstoy starts off this week.
Long time fan of your work, mate. Yeah.
That's all right. Hello, boys. Long time listener. First time writer.
Yay.
That's not true. He's written before. Inspired by Filthy's brave venture out into the land of Eldenia.
Where?
I've reached... That's my line.
Sorry.
Fucking interruptions.
Every week you think...
You're never this brave in person.
I know.
I've restarted my game, and I'm genuinely baffled as to how far he's got without using a shield. Powering is a massive ball ache, but once you've got it locked in, it's a godsend for smashing the ever-living piss out of some bad slags. With that in mind, I want to see video of one of Filthy's fights, if that's possible, to see how he conducts himself. Is he blocking everything or rolling around the floor like a menace? Keep up the good work, Leo Tolstoy. Kisses and hugs.
Ah, okay. I mean, I don't know where we put it. Maybe on Twitter? I could probably get you a video of something.
Yeah, the Xbox lets you capture, I think, 30-second clips if you hit the Xbox menu button and X.
I was looking into this the other day, yeah. We could do that to spoil it on you, I roll around like a fucking idiot. You know, I look like one of those evangelicals pretending that they've, you know, got the spirit in them. I'm just rolling around and then swiping things and then rolling around.
Screaming in tongues.
Yeah, quite often, to be fair. So, look, this might be, I mean, we said never say never on using anything other than a katana. Shields, I have my doubts. I can try it.
Can you dual wield shields? Homework.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I mean, I don't see why not, but I'm not. I won't be doing it. But
not under my fucking roof.
But thank you for the compliment there, really. Because yeah, I genuinely don't even equip one anymore. The shields, they don't serve me any purpose. So, and I've got this far. So thank you. Woo, I'll dine out on that.
The next one, we have the return of the lovely Amos, who has given us an update to also restarting the game. We will get a kickback for all these extra sales you've drummed up, Filthy.
I should like to think so, from Brian Eldenring. He's in the accounts. You know, he's the brother in the accounts. Yep.
John and Brian Eldenring.
Yep.
Hello, Filthy.
Hi.
Always fucking Filthy. Haven't got as much time with the game as I would like. Although since last time, I have been murdering lots of giant ogres for runes.
Yeah.
I also was advised to use a weapon called the Winged Scythe, or Winged, which scales up with faith. Also inflicts blade damage if you get enough taps in, which is a big step up from the spinny blade I had been using. Metbok.
Oh, no.
Metbok hiding in the tree, and he's an absolute gem.
Oh, God.
Cleared out the cave to get his needle back and found the Church of Dragon Communion, which I had originally read as the Church of Dragon Communism. I also met Patches in a cave, which was a nice reference. Did you find him in Murkwater Cave too? Yeah, we'll pause there. Who the fuck's Patches?
Patches is...
Because I know Patches. He's a recurring character in all of them.
Is he?
I don't recall you. Yeah, he's in most of the Dark Souls games.
Really? Oh, okay. I mean, I haven't put much stock in him. I'm sure he has a quest or something. He's popped up once or twice just as a merchant. He just sells shit. And yeah, I did come across him. By the sounds of things, given the lack of references to some events that have preceded in this podcast, this won't be a spoiler at this stage. But Patches pops up in the end in the Castle of Blood, or what did I call it at the time? The volcano castle, volcano place where the blasphemer lives.
That's not the volcano manor or lava.
That's
manor
the one. The one. Yes, he ends up there. Like he pops up. Yeah, so he's a good dude. Yeah, I could kill him if you want.
Good time for Patches.
But Bok. Oh no,
I am wondering if Amos has got up to that particular episode. Yes, yeah.
Bless, I think he's telling us what he's been doing, and I don't think he's heard what becomes of Bok. Interesting on the winged scythe, and yeah, making your decisions about what you're going to scale up. So that's, you know, decision I've been making as well. I don't have an art of faith items, so that's relatively low for me at the minute. But yeah, I bleed damage my first katana before even I had the moon veil. Bleed damage was what it was all about. So cool. And
well,
yeah,
he continues, been wandering around the map until something kills me. And I've been admiring the surroundings. I've been informed that the designers were very influenced by Irish castles and landscapes, and I wondered if you noticed that whilst playing along.
It's a nice thought. Certainly the volcanoes, very accurate. Yep, there's one of them in Leitrim. Yep. but I could... Actually, the starting out area, I think I called it Leningrad.
Leningrad, yeah.
Yeah, it is very green, and there are some nice castles and stuff. Very rustic.
Well, given some of the names too.
Well, yeah, you do see bits of that, so I could well believe it, actually. A home away from home for me, for sure. There's only slightly less people trying to kill me in the game than in real life, actually, so that's nice.
Margot has been shelved, and I'm making my way through Stormvale Castle at the moment. I used Stone Sword Keys to open up a few new areas, but I'm getting killed a lot. Also ventured into Fringe Folk's Grave, only to drop that horrible Crash Bandicoot-style Rolling Stone dungeon. It was utterly frustrating, although I did find an iron wet blade. I just need to work out what it does. I hope you don't mind the updates, Amos.
Lovely.
Amos, we don't mind the updates, but they could be a bit fucking shorter.
I love this. No, it's great because it's like reliving my youth whenever I still had optimism.
Why people like you more than me?
It could be. why you mean why you don't get named at the start of emails? I shouldn't have
reacted the first time. That's just an open gate.
So by Margaret, I don't know who that is. I can only assume he's talking about Baldrick.
Well, spell Margaret.
Oh, wait, actually, that's not even Baldrick. That's the first person you ever meet before Baldrick who's hard. So, there's going to be a lot to get through. With that castle and everything. Stone sword keys become more and more common as you go on. But yeah, there's areas in the map, or, you know, when you're wandering around, in the landscape, that are grayed out. They've got mist over them and you have to unlock them. Usually 9 times out of 10, it's because there's some good loot behind there. So that's why it's always worth. There's none that is never not worth opening up an area that's locked off, because you'll get something out of there. I'm trying to remember which one the Fringe Folk's Grave is that he mentioned.
Yeah, what's this Crash Bandicoot style level? Because that could be right up your street.
Well, I think I know what he means in that it's not a rolling stone, at least I don't think, but there are these things on wheels, and it's on a hill, and you have to get on and get ducking into side little nooks as it goes up and down trying to get at you. And it is really annoying, and it's all about timing, the same way those games were.
Must be quite early on, this one.
Yeah, I think he's still in Leningrad, so exciting. I can't wait to see how he progresses and how far he gets. Keep it coming.
Yeah, cheers for that, Amos. And to tie off feedback, we have the ever delightful Gadget.
Yo!
Evening, gents. I have no feedback this week, other than to say I'm desperate to hear how Filthy gets on with the next area of the game after the Fire Giant, because fuck me, I hated it. I hated it!
I think that's what I've covered off in the start of this episode. Yes, it's awful. You beat the giant. You do the thing, you think, oh, that was just after, that was last week when we set fire to my friend, and you didn't believe me, that she told me to, I promise.
Well,
but yes,
nobody's wrote in to say that, yes, that was the only way you could deal with that situation. I still refuse to believe that.
Yeah, but he is directly, he's referring to Farum. Farum Zul. And it is.
Our Gadget hates the Farum.
He's just right to, I hate it also. which is why I've literally run away to other places. I hate it that much.
Do anything else.
Yeah. So he'll enjoy this episode. And
Hope so. I hope everybody enjoys this episode. I hope they enjoy every episode.
You're just trying. You just want your name in the emails, don't you? You're just trying to make your way back in. Yep.
Oh, fuck's sake.
That's the real game in the podcast. Trying to
wrong
get you
show.
Thank you for the feedback and the
yes,
kind words.
Yes, thanks for that,
people.
Gadget. Always appreciated.
Yeah.
Nice and any, short.
If you have any advice about how to, you know, get through the forum, it would be very welcomed.
And also, yes, if anybody can scold Filthy for his handling of all the NPC murdering, please, please, somebody abuse this man. This filthy murderer.
That's the one.
Well, as always, that has been the end of the feedback. And if you want to get in touch, you can. At filthyring on Twitter or filthyring@gmail.com for emails. All links can be found in the episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS PERS for links and various hosting services. Getting quicker every time.
Love it. Yep.
PERS.
That insurance terms and conditions contract nearly yours. I can feel it.
Some emails may be ignored due to length or context.
Or because we haven't got the time.
I really want coffee.
I wonder, is that, you know, there's some people who whose lives are so busy that they listen to audiobooks like at double speed. People could do that with our podcast if they wanted. I mean,
I don't know, because I found I have to slow down how I talk.
I know.
For anybody to understand me.
We've been told Northern Irish in particular are fast talkers, like, so yeah, you probably don't want to speed it up.
No, it's charming because most podcasts you probably could 1.2 play speed,
yeah,
just to nudge it along. But imagine that would be torture if...
Oh, if we were talking the way we normally do and if the thing's not rolling, like, Jesus.
Filthy, what's cracking?
Ah, not much as yourself.
What about you? What's cracking? How's the parents keeping?
Ah, Jesus, they're all right now. You're know,
oh, glad to hear it. You know, oh, you'd better tell them I was asking for them.
Oh, well, now be good. Be good. That'll do.
Yeah, we're rambling now. So much for the short episode.
Yeah, one of these days I'll manage to make a short episode, but just so filled with rage, I have to get it out every so often. It's medicinal.
Filthy, trapped in a cage. Well, is there any lingering points from feedback or earlier? You can address them here. I'll just read directly from the notes.
Yeah, I don't think we've got any lingering points, just a lingering fear about what's going to happen to me next, which
you just don't want to go back to the game.
I've come to live with it. I know, I just don't. Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. I'm gonna have to go kill that thing, aren't I? Oh god.
You can do it.
That sounded so optimistic. Thank you for that.
Trying to be positive, I want somebody to fucking mention me in feedback. Until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all.
Parry
chicken.
Parrying. For fuck's sake. Parrying. Is this the power shower thing?
It is, isn't it? It's our accent. It's not built for these words, ours and Y's put together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.